Sally comes base. Omer le Rav Chiya bar Yosef et Shmuel. Hilchosok Havasoch or Hilchosok Harav. Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, is the halacha like you or the halacha like Rav by a boat? The question is a boat that's more than Beis Hashayim, since the mechitzas are not made basically for the sake of living, but they're made to keep the water out, and the middle of the ocean is not a place to live. So Shmuel holds that as a din of a karfith, more than Beis Hashayim, which is not hukaf ladira, and you can only carry dalet amos in that boat. And Rav holds that the mechitzas are made to what's it called, for dira, and therefore even if it's more than Beis Hashayim, you can carry in the whole boat. So Rav Chiya bar Yosef, there Shmuel, is the halacha like you or like Rav? Amalei hilchosok Rav. So he said the halacha is like Rav. Either he retracted what he held, or he still held the same way, but he had, after looking into it, he realized that the halacha is like Rav. Omer of Gidl, Omer of Chia, Bar Yosef, Umo de Rav, Shem Kofo HaPia, Shem Metalten Bola Bar Bamos. Even Rav would agree that if you turned the boat upside down, and you wanted to be Metalten on top of the boat, now, with the mechitzas going up, so you can only be Metalten Arba Amos. So Mar says, Kofol Amai. What does that mean? Where are you carrying? Ilei melodur tachteha. If you want to be under the boat inside, under the mechitzas of the upside down boat, maishma migag yechid. Right, the maisa. Why should that be awesome? It's the mechitzas are mamish surrounding that area, and it's made ladira. So why should that be a problem? No, so what's it called? Even here also, and if you want to be on the top of the boat, the mechitzas go up, the mechitzas nikaros, and it's no different than a roof. So, if you turned it over to live inside, then you should be able to carry on the top even more than Beis Hashayim, because it's a regular mechitzas. Ela shekofol zoksa. You turned it upside down, not to live inside it, but to pitch it, to tar it. So you know, there's no kavon at all to live inside the boat, underneath it. And therefore, what's it called? The mechitzas are not made ladira b'chlal. Now that you turn the boat over, there's no dira. And a right side up boat, Rav holds, is made ladira. It's made ladira more than Beis Hashayim, you can still carry. But an upside down boat, which you turned upside down in order to put tar on it, is not made ladira at all. And therefore, what's it called? The mechitzas aren't ladira. It's like any karfeith, more than Beis Hashayim, that's not hukaf ladira, and therefore it's what's it called? You can't carry more than dalet amos. Ravashi masno asfina. Ravashi applied this to asfina. Ravacha berei derava masni laachsadra. Ravacha berei derava learned this halacha legabe achsadra, not legabe asfina. Right? We learned it before. The machlokas Rav and Shmuel is legabe asfina. Now we're going to say machlokas nabi legabe achsadra. See Rashi till here. Oh, Moda Rav Shim Kafa Apia, the Gova Yosem Yasura, a Metalklin Bo El Barba. And the height of the Mechitzas are more than 10 Tvachim, so and it's more than Beis Hashayim, so you can't carry more than 4 Amos. Maish no Migag Yechidi, Dom Rav Afil Rabbanon, Motel Atalto Bekulo. Rav holds by a single roof, you can carry in the whole thing, Afil Yosem Beis Hashayim. Dikim the mechitzas ladira nasu, since the mechitzas underneath are for ladira, afa pishalo ladiras malasuam, ki amrina bahu gunasik, havikakif ladira. Achinami, kivin the kafal adur kviyasa zui asias mechitza, ladiras matam, ki amris bugurasik, havikakif ladira. Why is this different than a roof? A roof, the walls are made to live underneath, but when you say gudasik, those same walls enclose the area above, even if it's more than beis hasayim, ladira. Same thing with the boat. You turn it upside down to live inside the boat, upside down boat. The mechitzas now extend up. They're considered mukaf ladira. Shekafal is avsa. He says, no, you turn it upside down, not to live inside the upside down boat, but to, what's it called, to put tar on it. Shebatl mechitzoseh mitoris dira. Now there's no dira at all. The boat's upside down to put tar on the outside. Nothing is, nobody's living on the inside. Deinam omdos kozman kviyosa, lo ladiris malon, lo ladiris matan. So the mechitzas weren't made, ladira, not for the bottom, and not the gunasik. The havi ka'om would be alma. The boat now becomes like a post. The chi amris bu, gunasik, havi hek if yosin besasayim, shalohuka fadira, the karmelasi. So when you say gunasik, and you consider the mechitzas going up, and you want to now carry on the top, on the upside down part of the boat, the top, you can't because it's a carmelis that's more than beis hasayim. A karfif, more than beis hasayim, it's a karmelis. Masni laha, la, laha de rav chia bar yosef achsadra. That which rav chia bar yosef said, that if you turn it upside down, right, you can't carry more than four amis. So some learned that on the case of the boat. And some learned that on the case of the achsadra. What's the case? The itmar. Achsadra, bebika. If you have an achsadra that's in a bika, so it has no mechitzas, according to Rashi. We'll see in a second. And therefore, it's a total karmelis. Rav omar mutla tautu bekula. Rav holds you're allowed to metautu in that achsadra, which is more than beis hasayim, the whole thing. And Shmuel omar e metautu bo barba. And Shmuel holds you can only carry four amas in that achsadra. Rav omar mutla tautu bekula. Aminim pitikri or disosim. Rav holds, even if there are no mechitzas, but there are beams all around, you say pitikri or disosim, and it closes up as if there's mechitzas. And therefore, you can carry within those mechitzas. Ushmuel amar hein metzalkin balabarba, lo aminim pitikri or disosim. You don't say pitikri or disosim, that it should make it mukaf ladira. And therefore it becomes like a karmelis, which is not hukaf ladira. Okay, Rashi, Rashi. Achsadra lebika, habika karmelis. The bika itself is a karmelis. Kiramina b'tzias ha-shabbos, right? Because the bika is not a mokum where the rabbim go, so it's not rishus ha-yochid, it's a karmelis. V'achsadra zu prutza midalit ruchoseha, the achsadra is like a pergola, without walls. So it's open on all four sides. Ve'omei kiruya al dalad yisedos. So the top is on a frame. It's on four, what's it called, pegs, right? And you have a frame with beams around. Ve'nosin dalad koros miyosid liyosid. And you put the four beams from peg to peg, from hook to hook, in the air, on the frame. The aleya misadrin hanisorin. The osan akoros kori pitikra. Those beams on the top are pitikra. If you consider them extending down, they make a mechitza. The haidenoket bika, mishum de beir, stamach sadris smuchas lehekif bayis o chotzer, the ika mechitza achas ushtayim. Umode shmuel hosom, de metalklin kiramin lekamon. Even Shmuel holds that when you have one full mechitza or two mechitzas, then you say pitikri or disosik. But here, it's in a bika, so it's open completely. There are no mechitzas. Then Shmuel holds you don't say pitikri or disosik. Okay, Tosis argues on this. Tosis is a completely different Indian over here. He holds that even when there are mechitzas, you don't say pitikri or disosik, according to Shmuel. But we're learning Rashi, so okay. In any case, so therefore, that's the machlokas. That this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, was learned on this case of achsadra, not the case of svina. Okay.
When did they have the discussion of upside down boat.
What?
Why couldn't it be a right side?
No, they spoke about the right side up boat, and then the Gemara says he turned it upside down. Not Ladira, then even Rabbi's mother. They spoke about a regular side boat. And then the Gemara said that the Kule Alma, if you turn it upside down, not Lashem Dira, you can't carry more than that alma. That's all. V'Rav Aliba de Rav Meir. Rav, according to Rav Meir, Ritalto Migag Lechotzer, Lechora, why shouldn't you be able to be Metalto from a roof to a Chotzer? Okay? Since Rav holds that you can carry on the entire roof. Okay? So why shouldn't that have the same din as a Chotzer, and a Gag and a Chotzer should be the same Rishos? See Rashi? Rav Aliba de Rav Meir. Even to Omer Begagim Ashovim, Metalklim Bekulam, since Rav held that where you have continuous roofs, according to Rav Meir, they're all one Rishos, as long as one's not higher or lower than the other one, and you can metalkl from one roof to the other, even though they have separate ownerships. Almalav Karmelis Ninu, Metalkl Mika, what's it called? So the roofs are not considered a Karmelis. They're considered like a Chotzer. And even if there's more than Beis Hasayim, a Chotzer is Hukaf Ladira. Same thing goes for the roof. It's Hukaf Ladira. So if the roofs are considered like a Chotzer, that even more than Beis Hasayim is called Hukaf Ladira, then Lechora, they have the same din as a Chotzer. That's more than Beis Hasayim, and it's Hukaf Ladira you can carry. So if you have a roof right next to a Chotzer, why shouldn't you be able to carry from one to the other? Vitalta Nigad Lechotzer. Alma Amrin Lekamon, the Divir of Meir, Gagim Rishus V'Yatzman, Chatzeros Rishus V'Yatzman. The aim of Chalkla Migag L'Chotzer. Later on we see that Rav holds, that the Meir holds, that Gagim is one Rishus, Chatzeros is a separate Rishus, and you can't carry from a Gag to a Chotzer. Why not, according to Rav? V'Aliba de Rabbonan, B'Gag Yechidi Lekal Amifrach Leilu Rav, L'Chalkla Migag L'Chotzer. Why couldn't the Gemara be asked according to the Rabbanon? According to the Rabbanon, where you have one Gag, Rav holds that one Gag, according to the Rabbanon, also has a din of a Chotzer. It's Mukaf Ladira, even if it's more than Beis Hasayim, you can carry there. Right? So why didn't the Gemara ask, according to Rav, according to the Rabbanon, why can't you carry from a Gag to a Chotzer? And the Rabbanon hold that they're all separate Rishuyos. You can't carry from a Gag to a Chotzer. But according to Rav, according to the Rabbanon, a single Gag has a din of a Chotzer. So why can't you carry from that to a Chotzer? Why? To the Rabbanon, Hachinami Shor, because it's Mutter, and a Chinami. Te'amin le'kamon, le'divrei chachomin, Gagim v'chatzeros v'shusachas, u'metalkna mi'gag yechidi le'chotzer sh'rabbe. So there's no question. According to the Rabbanon, you can carry from a Gag, single Gag, to a Chotzer. Even he can carry even from a Gag Yechidi to a Chotzer Shorabim. It's all considered one Rishus. The Gemara couldn't have asked this question on Shmuel. Aliba to Rav Meir. Shmuel, according to Rav Meir, Litalkel Migag Lechotzer, to all Shmuel, Gagim Ashovim, Rav Meir, Karmelis Mashilohu. According to Rav Meir, all the Gagim are one Rishus, but they have a din of a Karmelis. And you can't carry more than arba amos. They're one Rishus that you can carry two amos in this one to two amos in the other one. But you can't carry more than four amos. It has a din of a Karmelis. L'fichach e'metalt l'me'en l'chotzer sh'orabin. T'avi Rishus ha'yochi. A Chotzer is not a Karmelis. So two different Rishuyas. You can't carry from a Karmelis to a Chotzer. To Rishus ha'yochi. T'afi l'lo irva. Kaimel ha'mesech ha'shabas. Even if you didn't make an Eruv in the Chotzer, that's only the Gabi Kalim from the house to the Chotzer. But any Kalim that were in the Chotzer, when Shabbos came in, you can carry in the whole Chotzer. It is a din of a regular Shusayachit, not of a Karmelis, and not of a Karfith that Shalom Hukaf Ladira. It is Hukaf Ladira. V'hod amrin l'kamon l'divrei chachomim, Gagim v'chatzeros Rishus achas. I, later on the Gemara says that Gagim and Chatzeros, according to the Rabbanon, are one Rishus. What's Shmuel going to do with that? he holds Gagim are a Carmelis. And Chatzeros is Rishus HaYochid. How could the Rabbanim hold that it's all one Rishus? Shmuel Mokiva Begag Bein HaGagim. Shmuel says it's talking about a Gag, not an individual Gag, but a Gag amongst other Gagim. The Shmuel Dishlei Gurasik B'Mechitzo Shebeinayim Leka V'Kol Chadios from Beis Hasayim. It's talking about a roof that's not more than Beis Hasayim. Altogether, they're more than Beis Hasayim. But since Shmuel holds that the mechitzas, even if they're not nicker, are valid, so the mechitzas between each roof separate the roofs. So there's no Beis Hasayim. Each separate roof is less than Beis Hasayim. Dishlei Gurasik B'Mechitzo Shebeinayim Leka V'Kol Chadios from Beis Hasayim. Inami Begag Yechidi the Leka Yos from Beis Hasayim. Or Shmuel would say, that's talking where you have one roof and it's not Beis Hasayim. Less than Beis Hasayim, it's like any Karfeit. That's not Hukaf Ladira, and you can carry in the whole thing. So then the Gag and the Chotzer are the same. But if the Gag is more than Beis Hasayim, right, then even the Rabbanim would hold Gagos and Chatzeros are two different Rishuyos.
Why didn't the Gemara ask from the Mishnah, which says Rav Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Echad
Gagos? No, we're asking, according to Rav and Shmuel, on different opinions. So Moshe asked on the Meir, and then on the Rabbanim. Okay, Vashminim, Afagav the Gag L'Rabbanim, Rishus Miuchedes, the Chotzerhu, Rishus Shutfis, Metalplit. And then the Chiddush, according to Shmuel, is, even though the Gag is less than Beis Hasayim, and the Chotzer, and they're both regular Rishus HaYachid, the Chiddush is, a Gag belongs to one person. A Chotzer belongs to a lot of people together. Right? The Logozer, Bu Rabbanim, and Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus Shutfin, Ela Babakim, Kegomi Bayis L'Chotzer. The only time the Rabbanim made a Gzeira, that you need an Eruv, if you're carrying from a house into a Chotzer. But in the Chotzer itself, they never made such a Gzeira. And the Mela, any Rishus, which is similar to a chotzer, even though that rishus is owned by an individual, they didn't make a gzera that you need a meiruv. So from a gag that's owned by one into a chotzer, you can carry it, as long as it's not more than beis hasayim, according to Shmuel. And from a house to a chotzer, you can't. From a house to the chotzer, the rabbanim were afraid that you'd mix it up with rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. But a chotzer and a gag, the Rabbanim weren't afraid that you'd mix that up with Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, why can't you carry from a Gag to a Chotzer? He holds that Gagos, even if they're more than Beis Hasayim, have a din of a Chotzer. So why can't you carry from a Gag to a Chotzer? The Gemara answered, Gzeira, Mishum Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The answer is, because we said before that just like Reb Meir holds, that if you have one Gag higher, 10 Tfachim than the other, we're afraid that people will think you're allowed to put something on an Omid in Rishus HaRabim. Because here it's like two different Rishuyos. So here also, the Gag and the Chotzer are two different Rishuyos in the same Rishus. We're afraid that if you let him carry from the Gag to the Chotzer, he's going to end up in Rishus HaRabim putting it on an Omid. And that would be what's called Osir. That would be Chai. Shmuel Aliba the Rabbanan, according to Shmuel, a Gag that's more than Beis Hasayim has the exact same deed as a Karfeit. That's more than Beis Hasayim. So why shouldn't they be one Rishus? They should be able to carry two Amos in one and two Amos in the other. More than four Amos you can't carry in a Karthi. That's more than Beis Hasayim. That's not Hukaf Ladira. Same thing goes with a roof, according to Shmuel. More than Beis Hasayim, you can't carry more than Dalet Amos. But why shouldn't you be able to carry from the Karthi to the roof less than Dalet Amos? Two here, two here. Omar Rava Barula, Gzeira Shemi Yivchas Hagag. So Rashi learns, we're afraid that the Gag will become less than Beis Hasayim. It'll fall in partially. It'll be less than Beis Hasayim. If it's less than Beis Hasayim, then it's a Mamash Rishus HaYochid. And then you'll be carrying from a Karfeit, which has a din of not a Rishus HaYochid, a Carmelis, to a Gag, which is Mamash Rishus HaYochid. So we're afraid of that. Gemara says, Yohachi, mi karfi, mi karfi, mamilo. That's the case. If you have two karfeifos, let's be afraid that one of them is going to knock, the mechitzas are going to knock down partially, and it'll be enclosing an area now of less than beis hasayim, and the other, that'll be a real rishus hayochid, and the other one will be a karmelis. So why should you be able to carry from one karfeif to another, less than dalet amos? Let's be afraid that one of them will get, what's it called, decreased. Nami lo yitalkel, duma mifches v'yosiru tutule, where it says, no, hasa mi mifches minkra le milsa. When you have two karfeifos, and one, the mechitzas fall down a little bit, it's nicker. So you'll know the situation changed. Hacha mifches lo minkra milsa. But by a gag, if it gets smaller, it's not so nicker. See what I'm saying? Why? Mishum der v'yitzchah b'reish pirkin, gzeira mishum tel v'shus harabim. The reason, according to Rab, according to a mayor, that you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer is because since they're two separate reshuyos, we're afraid that you'll carry from what's it called, one reshus into another reshus and reshus hayochid, you'll do the same thing reshus harabim, and then you'll be chayim. Ushmuel libd rabbanan begag yechidi yosef beis hasayim. Shmuel, according to the rabbanan, one big room that's more than beis hasayim. So Shmuel holds as a din of a karfeit, because there's no mechitzas over here. Where it's separate roofs that are not, each one not more than beis hasayim, Shmuel holds a mechitza separate them. And each roof is a reshus hayochid. But where the roof is one continuous roof, and it's more than beis hasayim, then Shmuel holds as a din of a karfeit. And the mechitzas underneath don't make it roi ledira. Kivan domer the high good asik, lo havi hekalik ledira. Because the mechitzas were made for the bottom, not for the top. So even though we say good asik, it doesn't make it mukaf ledira. The karmelasi, letaltu mine lekarfeit, yosef is hasayim. Shtei amas bezu, ubeiz amas bezu. So according to Shmuel, that a gag that's more than beis hasayim has a din of a karfeit, shlahukaf ledira, why shouldn't you be able to carry from that gag to a karfeit? And we know he can't, according to the Rabbanan. Karfeifos, what's it called? Alma amin lekamon, the divrei chachomim, gagim v'chatzeros v'shus achas, the karfeifos v'shus achas. That gag and a chatzer are the same din, but not a gag and a karfeif. According to Shmuel, the gag and the karfeif should have the same din. Dein mitzaltim and v'karfeif, v'alibet the Rav Meir lekalimifra. Why did he ask only according to the Rabbanan? Because according to Rav Meir, according to Shmuel, he couldn't have asked. L'talka migag l'karfei, d'atarveo karmelis ninu, d'agag yechuidi yosin v'esosayim, okim n'gzeru mishum teo b'shus harabim. Because according to Rav Meir, once it's two separate reshuyos, he goes there, that you can't carry from one reshus to another, right, even though they're both reshus hayochid, because we're afraid you'll carry from reshus harabim to a teo reshus harabim, which is this same kashi you couldn't ask on Rav, only on Shmuel. Why? To a Rav, gag yichid yosef beis hasayim, reshus hayochid mashvilei. Rav holds that a gag that's more than beis hasayim, right, is considered reshus hayochid, because when we say gud asik on the mechitzas around, since they were made ledira underneath, they maintain the same din ladira above. Ubegagging hashavim l'rav alivad Rav Meir demut l'tal l'bekula. And according to Rav Meir, if you have gagim that are on an equal plane, even though altogether they're more than beis hasayim, you can still carry them. There's a din rishus hayochid. So lek l'mifrach l'tal l'minay l'karfit. Pachas misasayim zeru mishum teir. Right? Ularabana migag yechidi alivad Rav demashvili rishus hayochid. Mami lo parchino, the talk of mine la karfit, pochas bibes asayim. Right? Same thing. You can't ask, why can't you carry from this to a karfit that's less than beis asayim? Right? They both have a din, basically, of a chotzer. The chen me chotzer la karfit, bein le meir bein le rabbanim. Why? Mishum the karfit, cholot me chotzer. Because karfit and chotzer are two different reshuyot. The karfit muksa la tash meshein otadir. So, even though they have the same din, but they're not the same rishus, because a karfeit doesn't have the same tashmish as a chotzer. So according to Rav, they're two separate rishuyos, according to the Rabbonin and according to Rameir. Ularav lo parchina begagim ashovim l'Rabbonin, demashli l'Rav alibayu karmelis, and according to the Rabbonin, that gagim ashovim, okay, or what's it called, a karmelis, with litalta minay l'karfit, yosish b'sasayim, why can't you carry from them to a karfit that's more than b'sasayim? They're both a karmelis. The afal gav demashli l'Rav karmelis, with neisha prutzim zelozeh, even though Rav holds her a karmelis, because they're open one to the other. And he didn't make an Eruv, right? Mamela, it's open to a place you can't carry. Honey mila the hachmir, lesser tilkush or kolecha deachon, b'yosra midalit. That's to be machmir, to consider them porridge, lamokum that you can't carry. Avalav mashvil and karmelis gemura, lahokil and taltim and tochil and karmelis gemura. But it's not mamish a karmelis. It's really a reshus hayachid that's not ma'urav, but it's not a karmelis. So, to be makel, to carry from that to a real karmelis, he wouldn't, like we had before, with the achsad, or the omud, or whatever. You can't carry from that to a churb and achsadra, because those are real karmelises, and the gag is only a karmelis lechumr. The afa gav the shnei masur in the talta besochan ela b'dalad amas. Mikom akom, hoel the English who sayu domos, the gag chazi ladira tvei mechotzer, the achsadra, the talta v'men lechur bel achsadra, the kol shkein hocha, the gag chazi ladira tvei mekarfe. If it's more chazi ladira than achsadra and a churva, kol shkein more than a karfe, which is surely not a roi ladira. So the Mela, there's no kasha on Rav, why he can't carry from a gag, which he gives a din of a karfeit, if it's more than beis hasayim, and they're open one to the other, right, to a karfeit, because it's not really a karfeit. It's a reshus hayochid, that's like a chotzer sheina murevis. Aval Shmuel, demashvi gag yechidi karmelis gomer. But according to Shmuel, that it's mamash a karmelis, because we don't say that it's hukaf ladira. The mechitzas are made for the bottom and not for the top. The yosav is asayim who have the uparchina. Mele it's mamash a karmelis. So then why can't you carry from that to a karfeit? It's mamash like a karfeit. It's a more than base asayim, but it's not hukaf ladira. It's exactly a karfeit. So Mora says, gzeiru shami yifchus agag, v'yechser mi base asayim. The gag will fall in partially, and now the total area is less than Beis Hasayim. If it's less than Beis Hasayim, even if it's not Hukaf Ladira, it's a Rishus Hayochid, like a Chotzer, and you can carry in the whole thing. And then you wouldn't be allowed to carry from a Chotzer into a Karfeit that's more than Beis Hasayim. The Melech Osir, even if it didn't fall in. The Yikatsu Gamas Habayis L'midas Hagag, no matter. The Yitnu HaMechitza Keneged Tzvas Hagag. What's going to happen is the roof's going to cave in, and they're going to realign the mechitzas of the house to fit the minimized roof. And then the area on the roof that's going to be enclosed is less than Beis Hasayim. So now if you got used to carrying from that roof to a karfeit, you're going to still do it. And now the roof is Rishus HaYochid, and the karfeit is a karmelis. That's also. Okay, the have Rishus HaYochid. Where it says that's the case, then how can you ever carry from one karfeit to another karfeit, two amas here and two amas there? Let's be afraid that one of them will, what's it called, will get, the mechitzas will fall down, you'll put up new mechitzas, and the new mechitzas will enclose an area less than Beis Hasayim, and it'll be a real Rishus HaYochid. It'll be a chotzer. And then you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to a karmelis. Mara says, Yihachi mi karfet yosu Beis Hasayim, the karfet yosu Beis Hasayim, nomi lo vatalto, afilo besok dalet. Dilma mafchis chad minayu, vavi Rishus HaYochid ma'adisa. Vashi la tutula ki mikara mine lechorba. Vavi karmelis. Mara says, no, he mifches lo minkra milsa. Kivin de leka mechitzas al agad. By the carfei falls, there are mamish mechitzas around the carfei. If the mechitza falls down, you'll see that it was rebuilt new. But by the house, there are no mechitzas on the gad. It's the mechitzas underneath that we make up, right? So when the roof falls in and they put a new mechitza in the house to where the roof goes to, you're not going to see on top there's any change because the mechitza's not on top. The mechitza's underneath. So there's not going to be any nicker change on the roof. Kiven zeleka mechitza salagad lo minkra milsa. Romerzi kapachas v'vishasayim. Dover shemo mechitzas lo solik le'umden ha'shapir. If you have mechitzas, you could see the mechitzas enclose an area less than two saw. Before there was bigger area. But when there's no mechitzas, you just have to imagine them. It's hard to see that the area got different. When you see the mechitzas, you can see that the area is smaller. When you can't see the mechitzas, just to look at an area that's not enclosed, it's hard to assess how big it is. If it was bigger than before, smaller than before, whatever. The Savrei, Akati Tveni, Beisasaimu. And people think it's still more than Beisasaimu. They'll know that part of the roof fell in. But they won't, approximate. That's not the word I'm looking for, but okay. The area, as well as if they see before the mechitzas enclosed this whole big area, now the mechitzas enclose a smaller area, they'll be able to approximate that it's less than Beisasaim, and they won't carry. But we have no mechitzas. The area got smaller because part of the roof fell in. People make a mistake and think the area is still more than Beisasaim because there's no mechitzas to use as a mark, to be able to approximate the area. Okay, next thing starts something for the next almost.